Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Let's praise Him every Sunday morning at 5 with Ayanda Nenemba for prayer, intercession, testimonies, worship, and the Word. Let's praise Him with Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Siyakudumisa Thixo, siyakuvuma ekuseni ukuba wena unguYehova, unguThixo oligorha uligwiba kuthi ungamandla ethu ekuseni mzali wethu isiqalo sethu nesiphetho sethu uThixo ongahlulwa nto uThixo ongoyiswa zizinto esizibeka phambi kwamehlo akhe uThixo okwaziyo ukususa amehlo akhe kubo bonke ubugwenxa bethu ajonge igazi likaYesu Kristu to elimileyo esingena ngalo ebukhoneni bakhe namhlanje singena ngendumiso nangendanduluko zovuyo sisithi unguYehova wawukhona emandulo uyawuhlala ukhona kuba usekhona namhlanje. We bless you this morning, mighty God. Siphakamisela amehlo ethu ezintabeni ekuseni kulapho uncedo lethu lawuvela khona ngoba wena unguThixo ongaguqukiyo. Zithi izinto ziguquka, abantu behlabathi beguquka, zithi nelwandle sizizamazama, ube wena uhleli uyintsika yokholo lwethu, ube uhleli uyintsika yenhliziyo nothando nokukholwa kwethu. Siyabulela ekuseni Thixo wethu ngoba yimbangi nomphelelisi mzali olungileyo ngothumela unyana wakho Yesu Kristu emhle emnye ukuba makaze kuthi azosisindisa thina. Ayahamba indlela yensindiso emhlabeni, ayahamba indlela yobunzima emhlabeni, aluqanda udada emhlabeni Thixo wethu, elungiselela Nkosi yamakhosi imini enkulu apho ubomi bakhe bawuphalazwe Calvary, buphalazwele ukuthi mna ndithi ndakukholwa kuye ndifumane ubomi obungunaphakade. Namhlanje siyakudumisa Thixo, siyakuvuma ekuseni ukuba wena unguYehova. Xa kuqala inyanga entsha mzali wethu sithi Nkosi yamakhosi, sesithembe wena ke Thixo uba izinto uyawuzenza zibe ntsha zonke. Sesithembe wena ke ngangamshe yamazulu gorha ndini elimileyo elinamandla ukuba wena uyawukwazi uphakamisa ikrele lakho Thixo namandla onke, usule zonke izinto Nkosi yamakhosi ezimileyo endleleni yethu, usule zonke izinto Thixo wethu ezimileyo Nkosi yamakhosi zithethe ububi ngathi, ngoba igazi lika Yesu Kristu Inkosi yethu nomsindisi wethu lincokola izinto ezintshe ekuseni namhlanje, lincokola ukuphila kwethu ekuseni, lincokola inkululeko yethu ekuseni, lincokola intethelelo yethu ekuseni, lincokola Thixo wethu amandla ethu ekuseni, lincokola ukuphumelela kwethu ekuseni. Nkosi yamakhosi sesiyabonga mzali wethu kuba thina Thixo wethu ayisesitha abahambayo lithi lizwi lakho kholwani kuYehova nakubo abaprofeti, nina nawuzuza ukuphila ekuseni Thixo wethu siyakholwa. Nkosi yamakhosi kumazwi kaYesu Kristu, the Bible tells us that the words of Jesus is indeed the spirit of prophecy, the word of God. So this morning we want to thank you that indeed we believe in the word of God, that indeed we believe that in the beginning was the word, and this word was with God, and this word was God. And Father, you allowed the word to manifest in the flesh, to walk amongst us, mighty Father, that everybody who believes, mighty Father, shall be called the sons of God. This morning we want to thank you for the life of Jesus Christ in our lives. We want to thank you for the gift and the grace of salvation, mighty Father. Little Israel, whomsoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall indeed be saved. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, let each and everything that has breath this morning rise their voices and praise the living God, the one who is, who was, and is to come, the one in whom there is no change nor falter, the one who gives good and perfect gifts. Lord, we want to thank you this morning that each and every inch of our voice voices shall be raised today unto the Most High God, that our voices shall be a sacrificial offering of praise to declare your majesty and to lift you up this morning, to declare that you are the beginning and the end, to declare tikolungeka kulu, that outside of your counsel there is no counsel. Mighty Father, we want to thank you this morning, Lord God, that as we enter into the gates of the Lord our God with thanksgiving in our hearts, we are not entering, mighty God, oblivious of the sinful deeds and the sinful nature which continues to fight, Lord God Almighty, with the child of the Spirit within us. So this morning, mighty God, we want to render our bodies as living sacrifices before you, holy and pure, mighty Father, declaring that you are God over every element, that you walk, mighty God, through the cellular network of our being, and you blow your ruah this morning to revive, tikoletu, and rekindle new life to come out at this time in our lives. Lord, we thank you that you allow and you infuse the blood of Jesus to flow through our veins this morning, that mighty God, it indeed shall no longer be us who lives, but Christ in us, the hope of glory, that the life that we live in this earthen vessel, it is no longer of our origin, but it is the power of God that is able to exceed every single expectation on the mandate that we have called for us to do. This morning, we want to thank you, Lord God, that you transform us as you form the life of Christ in us, in the name of Jesus, that when we stand before you and we stand before man, we shall stand blameless, mighty God, correctly dividing your word, showing ourselves approved in you. Lord, we want to thank you this morning that you, oh God, you will curate, Lord God Almighty, each and every word that comes out of our mouth, and you will coat it with the necessary fire, the anointing that is able to break the yoke. This morning we are asking, Tikowetu, as we declare your word over the airwaves, Lord God, on this first day of a first Sunday of a brand new month, we are declaring to the world, make a joyful shout to the world, to the Lord, all you lands, serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing, know that the Lord, he is God, it is he who made us this morning, and not we ourselves, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We enter now into his gates with thanksgiving in our hearts, and we enter into his courts with praise. We are thankful to the Lord our God, and we bless his holy name, for the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Father, we are singing together, mighty God, with the heavenly beings. May God arise and let his enemies be scattered this morning. May his foes flee before him. May you blow them away like smoke as wax melt before the fire. May the wicked perish before the Lord our God this morning. May the righteous be glad and rejoice before the Lord our God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we will be happy and be joyful in your presence this morning. You are declaring a solemn word unto somebody this morning. Comfort, comfort my people, says the Lord. We thank you, that mighty Father, we know that your name is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are saved this morning. We thank you indeed, mighty God, that we are the blessed of the Lord. We thank you, Tikolungeka Kulu, that you say in your word, mighty God, that when you decree a blessing, mighty Father, it is eternal. Whatever you blessed is blessed indeed. And we thank you that when you have decreed a blessing, Tikolungeka, to no curse shall stand. Father, even when curses go out, mighty God, and are planted with intent, little is Zulako, they may curse, but you will bless. And so this morning we arise as a blessed people of the Lord to rise and to raise up praise offerings before our God, to sing praises of thanksgiving before our God, to worship and to acknowledge him as the Alpha and the Omega, to declare that indeed there is no salvation, there is no life, there is no entrance to Christ, to God, unless through our gate, who is Jesus Christ. How our highest intercessor, the mediator between God and men, the one whose blood continues to mediate the covenant between God and men. Today, the voice of the blood of Jesus invoked in our time of worship to atone for each and every sin, to atone this morning for each and every order and decree that has been planted to stand as a gatekeeper of the presence of the Lord in our midst. This morning we want to thank you, King of Glory, that Lord, in the name of Jesus, you rebuke the accuser of the brethren. You rebuke the accuser of the brethren. We thank you this morning that Satan, mighty God, and his cohorts and generations of demonic powers, mighty God, that have been released against the church, today the blood of Jesus stands and it speaks a better word against each and every word of accusation, against each and every accusation assignment, against each and every diabolical assignment, against the destinies of the people of God, quenching the praises of your people. This morning we thank you, Thixo wethu olungileyo, lithilizwi lakho, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You are that Spirit, Lord God Almighty, and in your presence there is liberty. In your presence there is the fullness of our joy, and there are pleasures forevermore. Ungukumkani wobungcwalisa Thixo, ungukumkani wobungcwalisa Thixo, ungukumkani wobungcwalisa Thixo.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
There is radio and radio. And then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Hallelujah. Kumkani, we kumkani, ekseni. Comfort, comfort my people. Comfort, oh comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and call out to her that her time of compulsory service and warfare is finished. Hallelujah. That her wickedness has been taken away, since her punishment is sufficient that she has received from the Lord's hand. And double punishment for all her sins. Here is a voice of one calling out, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Remove the obstacles this morning. Make straight and smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised and every mountain and hill be made low. And let the rough ground become a plain and the rugged places a broad valley, and the glory and majesty and splendor of the Lord shall be revealed, and all humanity shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem this morning. Call out to her that her time of compulsory service in warfare is now finished. Hallelujah. Tell her that her wickedness has been taken away, since her punishment is sufficient that she has received from the Lord's hand. Double punishment for all her sins. A voice calling out, to clear the way of the Lord in the wilderness. Remove the obstacles. Make straight and smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised and every mountain and hill be made low. Hallelujah. And let the rough ground become a plain and the rugged places a broad valley, and the
glory and majesty and splendor of the Lord, it shall indeed be revealed, and all humanity shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Comfort, comfort, O my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem this morning, and call out to her that her time of compulsory service and warfare is finished, that her wickedness has been taken away, since her punishment is sufficient, that she has received from the Lord's hand double punishment for her sins. A voice of one calling out, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness, remove the obstacles, make straight and smooth in the desert a highway for our God, says the Lord. Every valley shall be raised, and every mountain will and hill be made low, and let the rough ground become plain this morning. Hallelujah, glory be to Jesus, and the rugged places a broad valley, and the glory and the majesty and the splendor of the Lord shall be revealed. Hallelujah. Yeah, and all humanity shall see it together. Glory be to Jesus, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The Bible declares in Isaiah 53, speaking of the life of Jesus Christ this morning, in whose footsteps we follow, and in whose life we have our being, and we move, and we have our absolute identity. I will give him the honors of a victorious soldier, because he exposed himself to death and was accounted amongst the rebels. He bore the sins of many and interceded for the rebels. This morning we want to thank you, Tikowe Tolungileyo, as the church commemorates and celebrates the day in which Jesus walked into Jerusalem. We want to bless you today, that we who believe, mighty God, shall indeed receive life, and life in all its abundance. This morning we want to thank you, Tikowe Tolungileyo, that we are not afraid to subject our flesh, our desires, our ambitions, the very essence of the life that we once knew. We are not afraid to subject it to death this morning, so that the life of Christ may arise and be perfected in us, so that we can be an embodiment, a holy embodiment, a glorious embodiment of the Lord, of the life of Christ Jesus our Lord, that when it is revealed, the glory and the majesty and the splendor of the Lord will be revealed, and all humanity shall see it together. Yes, because the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Little Swiniga Tickle, fear not, for you will no longer live in shame. No, don't be afraid. There is no more disgrace for you, for you will no longer remember the shame of your youth and the sorrows of your widowhood. For your Creator is your husband, will be your husband, and the Lord of heaven's armies is his name. He is your rock and redeemer, the Holy One of Israel this morning. Hallelujah. The God of all the earth, glory be to Jesus. He is indeed the God of all the earth, for the Lord God has called you back from your grief, as though you were a young wife abandoned by her husband, says your God. For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with great compassion I take you back, in the name of Jesus. We thank you then, Lord, that in the words of Moses this morning we are declaring, I will sing to the Lord. Hallelujah. I will sing to the Lord this morning in Jesus' mighty name. I will sing to the Lord, because he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my defense. Ah, uli kwibale tutiko, uli kohale tweksenim. He has also become our salvation. Insindisoye tutiko namandla onke. We thank you, ungumposongo, Lord God, ongwele this morning. Umposongo wenkiziyo, wenzindisoye. He is our God, and we will praise him, our Father's God, and we will exalt him in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Oh my God.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM. Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To send in prayer requests, contact 067-429-7564 or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills. It just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Hallelujah. Taste and see that the Lord is good indeed in our midst. 42 minutes after 5. 300 member band choir. That is the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. This morning, my family bring us to this time. We continue with the Word of God as we are just declaring and establishing the Word of God as the foundation of this new block of time that we have entered our time of worship, the very first Sunday of April in the year 2023. Believe it or not, I said this the minute we passed March, you must just know the year is done. Okay, so please start getting those grocery stickers. Please don't miss out on the Stokvel payments. Whatever you do, my family, just know that December is literally around the corner. Okay, good morning and welcome to you. It's Let's Praise Him here on Radio Pulpit with myself, Ayanda. We're keeping each other company all the way to 7 o'clock this morning. And we're going to be taking your calls on the other side of 6 o'clock just to hear what the Lord is saying to you. In the meantime, we welcome those voice notes on 0826572729. Kickstarted our time of worship this morning, my family. Siyakudumisa Thixo, siyakuvuma ukuba wena nguYehova, ungukumkani wobungcwalisa Thixo buthovuthela. On the other side of that, a fave, an all-time fave, hallelujah, with Annelie van Rooyen. And we also heard from Yolanda Vuthela, Gcobani kuYehova mhlaba wonke. And we've just entered into this time where we are going to go into the Word of God with the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir with Psalm 34, Taste and See That the Lord is Good. So we are reading together this morning from the book of John chapter 17. We're continuing in prayer this morning, Bazalwane. We're going to bring our supplications before the Lord our God. I wanted to create a praise party. This was me, you know, walking into here. And the Lord is saying, create a space for my people to bring their supplications. And that's exactly what we are going to do this morning. But we are just laying the foundation, my family, for all of us to understand the principles of prayer, the principles of answered prayer, and the principles of communing with the Lord our God, who's holy and in whom there is no fault, no change. All good and perfect gifts come from the Lord. I know that I am speaking to somebody's stubborn situation right now when I declare that the Lord said, what is impossible with man, it is possible with God. He speaks to Jeremiah at a time of Jeremiah's ultimate frustration, and he says to Jeremiah, is there anything too hard for God? And that is the question that we are asking you this morning, so that we can marinate your faith muscle, so that we can agitate the thing that is holding on to your breakthrough, the thing that is holding on and blocking the way of the Lord. John cries out, the prophet Isaiah cries out and is quoted by the apostle John. He is crying out, there is a voice of one calling out, clear out the way of the Lord in the wilderness, remove the obstacles we are declaring, make straight and smooth in the desert a highway for our God. And we are declaring that the Word of God is a double-edged sword. It is alive and active this morning. It is sharper than a double-edged sword. When it goes out, it cannot return to the one who has sent it out void. And we know that the one who has sent it out void, he does two things. Number one, he sends a mighty army of angelic beings and the Spirit to flow and to push the Word and to ensure that this Word manifest itself. He watches over the Word himself. He watches over his Word to see that it manifests itself. And so we also know that this Word, it takes root when it has been sent. It cannot return to him void. And we are speaking this Word and directing it to those places, those stubborn places in our lives, as we lay down our lives to say, Lord, you know what? Really, there's nothing we can hold on to. We can only trust in your mercy, in your abounding love, in your compassion, in your graciousness this morning. We can trust in your saving power. We can trust that you have called us to taste and see that you are good, and that you are good indeed. So John chapter 17 this morning, hallelujah. This is Jesus, and in this particular, in the Amplified, the title is the High Priestly Prayer. Let me make you understand, my family, that the duties of the high priest. The high priest was to lay down his life in service to God and to people, and his duty was to mediate, to stand as mediator between God and people. And so when Jesus speaks this word over his disciples, over those who were following him, over those who trusted him, over those who were entrusted to him. He is declaring a fresh deposit of the seed of intercession on behalf of those who will trust and believe that he is indeed the Son of God. And he is speaking these words even before he is crucified, laying a foundation upon which they can come to the Father once he had been glorified and ascended back to the right hand of the Father, laying a foundation where they could reference and remember that our Lord once spoke and said, "Oh Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that your Son may glorify you, just as you had given him the power and the authority over all mankind. Now glorify him so that he may give eternal life to all whom you have given him to be his permanently and forever." That is the first principle of prayer. We are God's children of the Most High God. We belong to God. Today, open up your mouth wide that I may fill it. Ask of me and I will give you the nations as your inheritance, because you are God's. You are little gods. You are children of the Most High God. That whom those who are led by the Spirit, they shall be called the sons of God. And so this morning, we are God's permanently and forever. And that is the basis by which we bring our supplications before the Lord. That is the basis by which we bring our prayers, believing that he is God and that he is a rewarder of they that diligently see him. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true, supreme, and sovereign God. And in the same manner, know Jesus as the Christ whom you've sent. I have glorified you down here on earth by completing the work that you gave me to do. Now, Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory and majesty that I had with you before the world existed. Hallelujah. And so we understand through this particular declaration that there was a life that existed before the manifestation of Jesus in the flesh, and that life was the heavenly life in whom there was no taintedness of human flesh and human life. And Christ, in the same vein, he is saying, because I am yours, make yourself known so that the process and the product of your manifestation may be a manifestation of the life that you and I had even before the world existed. My family, this morning, let those who have ears hear. There is a manifestation that needs to happen. That's why when the writer of the book of Romans speaks, he says that the nation, creation, continues to groan, awaiting the revelation of the sons of God. He was not speaking in the absence of human life. He was speaking in the presence of human life, but declaring prophetically that there is yet a life that needs to be revealed through those who are called the sons of God. And this life is the manifested life of Christ. Oh my God, the manifested life of Christ, which was even before the world began. And so this morning, as we bring our supplications before the Lord, I want to direct us, my family, to the book of Daniel chapter 10. You know, uThixo undibonisa manga. As mangalisayo in the book of Daniel chapter 10, when you look at the activities around the prayer or the conversation that Daniel had with the man in the vision, literally, because I was reading, I was asking the Lord, okay, so when this angel spoke to Daniel in verse 12, what was Daniel doing? And I learned through Daniel chapter 12, literally, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a revelation was given to Daniel, who was called Belteshazzar. Belteshazzar, its message was true and it concerned a great war. The understanding of the message came to him in a vision. Hallelujah. At that time, I, Daniel, mourned for 3 weeks. Nyamvu Daniel, waisenza nibazalwane. He was mourning for 3 weeks. Glory be to Jesus. He was denying himself every... Remember, this was a person who was placed in the midst of abundance, but voluntarily he denied himself. voluntarily he chose to deny gratification and deny every choice food. The Bible says no meat, he ate no choice food, he ate no meat, no wine touched his lips, and he used no lotions until the 3 weeks were over. What was Daniel doing? He was placing himself in the place of suffering deliberately, voluntarily. Ah, glory be to Jesus. And on the 24th day of the first month, as I was standing on the brink of the great river, the Tigris River, I looked up, and there before me was a man dressed in linen, glory be to Jesus, with a belt of fine gold from Uphaz around his waist. His body was like topaz, his face like shining, his light like flaming torches, his arms and legs like the gleam and the of burnished bronze, and his voice like the sound of a multitude. I, Daniel, was the only one who saw the vision. I want to move to verse 12. And then a hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and feet. He said, Daniel, you are highly esteemed. Consider carefully the words I am about to speak to you. And so, my family, here's what we need to understand. In the place of prayer, we stand as children of God, as those who were existing together with Christ even before the world began. So there is a perfection in our standpoint as we stand in the place of prayer through the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And so we've got to understand that at that time the Lord considers us highly esteemed, considers us highly esteemed, and yet he still desires that we use our human faculties that are submitted to Christ to carefully consider the words that he speaks to us. Carefully consider the words that I am about to speak to you, and stand up, for now I have been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood up trembling. Then he continued, do not be afraid, Daniel, since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to me to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to you, to your people in the future, for the vision concerns a time yet to come. These are the words spoken by the angel of the Lord to Daniel in a time, in a place of prayer. He was standing in the place of prayer, perfected in his standpoint in Christ as an heir together with Christ, as a child of God, perfected in Christ Jesus and perfected in the life that existed even, oh my God, my family, may those who are really, who have ears, really hear what the Lord is saying to you this morning. Many times we are distracted in the place of prayer because the enemy whispers the words to us that make us feel like we are nothing, words of condemnation, words of accusation. But this morning the Lord desires that we understand the true essence of the word of Jesus Christ when he says, just as you have given him authority and power over all mankind, now glorify him so that he may give eternal life to all whom you have given him to be his permanently and forever. Now this is the eternal life, that they may know you, the one and only true supreme and sovereign God, and in the same manner know Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you down on earth by completing the work that you gave me to do. Now, Father, glorify me together with yourself with the glory and majesty that I had with you before the world existed. Let us understand there is an authority, there is an enablement, there is an ability that is spoken to you and I in those words, an ability to operate in the letter that it is written of you, the ability to come out of the shell of humanness, of the limitedness of our humanness, and to begin to stand on the authority that we have in Christ Jesus, who has come that our lives may be restored back to its original form through the power of Jesus Christ. Oh, my family, this morning, Jeremiah, the conversation between the Lord, hallelujah, and Jeremiah, and this is a declaration over somebody's life as we are about to go into worship and come back to prayer. This is a declaration over somebody's life this morning, hallelujah, Bangwele, a declaration to somebody who has forgotten their assignment, because all you have been seeing around you is the enemy killing, stealing, and destroying everything that you have been trying to build. This morning, the Lord wants you to know that your suffering, you have paid a double for your sins, and therefore your time of mandatory and compulsory service in warfare is finished, that your wickedness has been taken away, since your punishment has been made sufficient, not by our own works, but by the work, the completed work of Jesus Christ, whose life continues to minister atonement on our behalf on Calvary. We have received from the Lord's hand double for all our sins this morning. So somebody needs to understand that the Lord means business when he says to you this morning, as he said to Jeremiah, who was 12 years old, by the way, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you prophet to the nations. Yes, do not say that I am too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touch my mouth. Excuse me. I have put my words in your mouth, says the Lord. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and to tear down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. The word of the Lord came to me. What do you see, Jeremiah? I see a branch of an almond tree, I replied. The Lord said to me, you have seen correctly. Hallelujah. May somebody's sight be restored this morning. Father, we thank you that you cause the scales to fall off from our eyes, that truly we may see, and according to the words of Paul in the book of Ephesians, Lord God Almighty, we pray that the eyes of our heart may be enlightened, in order that we may know the hope to which we have been called, the riches of his glorious inheritance as his holy, ah my God, as his holy people. Here's that order again. We are his holy people, transformed into our original form through Jesus Christ, through the completed work of the cross, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. The power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above every rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age. Come on, somebody, believe in the word that the Lord is speaking in your life this morning, but also in the world that is to come. And God placed all things at his feet and appointed him to be the head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. And so, ututikoku Jeremiah, you have seen correctly. Jeremiah, to see that my word is fulfilled. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord came to me again saying, what do you see? It is okay. That conversation, I want to come now to verse 17. Get yourself ready. Stand up and say to them, whatever I command you, whatever I command you. Remember, this assignment, it is no longer coming from the ability of the present. It is coming from the restored enablement and life that has been perfected, the life of Jesus Christ, whose life speaks to the original power before the world. Oh my God, this morning, before the world existed, Barcelona, that is the journey and the gain that we have in Christ Jesus when we come to him believing that he is God, when we come to him believing that he is indeed the Son of God. So the Bible tells you and I today, get yourself ready, stand up and say to them, whatever I command you, do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. Today I have made you a fortified city, hallelujah, an iron pillar and a bronze wall to stand against the whole land, glory be to Jesus, against the kings of Judah and its officials, its priests and the people of the land. They will fight against you but will not overcome you, says the Lord, hallelujah, glory be to Jesus. They will fight against you but will not overcome you, says the Lord. They will fight against you but will not overcome you, says the Lord, to somebody this morning. Hallelujah. They will fight against you, Mzalanewam, but they will not overcome and stand against you. They will not overcome you, for I am with you and I will rescue you, declares the Lord. And we come back to the words of Moses, the songs of Moses and Miriam. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation this morning. He is my God and I will praise him. My Father's God and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. Uligoha igwiba. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has buried into the sea. It is not that there will not be pharaohs. It is not that there will not be enemies of our destinies, accusers of our destinies. But the Lord is a warrior. He is Jehovah Gibor on your behalf, on my behalf. The Lord is his name this morning. Pharaoh's chariots and his armies he has hurled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers are drowned into the Red Sea. The deep waters have covered them and they have sank to the depth like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand has shattered the enemy. And can somebody this morning give glory and honor to the Lord our God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, whose might and power cannot be matched, and whose word and promise stands forever, whose promises are yes and amen, sealed with the guarantee of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Glory be to Jesus this morning, now and forevermore. Amen and amen.
Inspiration on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.